This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. You may think of January as a time for animals to be in hibernation or wintering in warmer locations, but January is when right whales typically begin to appear in our waters, returning from other points. Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo is a senior scientist at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. He joins us now to talk about the annual return of these endangered animals. Hi, Stormy.
Hi, Steve. It's nice to talk with you.
Stormy, there's a lot of water surrounding the Cape and Islands. Explain for us, if you would, how your team goes about trying to spot these whales as they return.
Right. Well, I think of this in very much the terms of the swallows returning to San Juan Capistrano. We always heard about that, and this is the time when the right whales return to Cape waters. Certainly, Cape and the Islands are one of the last places for the last of that species, so it's very important. The techniques we use are many, but we really depend mostly upon our survey aircraft. We have a team of people, very highly trained, working with a company that is stationed at the Chatham Airport, a company that that flies us in a small aircraft, and it is from that we do most of our observation, a lot of our science, taking photographs of whales from about 750 feet above the surface.
So you're flying back and forth looking for these whales?
Yes. The airplane flies here in Cape Cod Bay, flies a series of tracks that are something on the order of 2 miles apart. The observers look down, and with that coverage, we think we get a large percentage, if not all, of the right whales that are to be seen in the bay. And we have other tracks that we fly east of the Cape less commonly and down south of the Cape and the Islands.
Now, these animals are very endangered. Remind us, how many of these whales are left about?
Well, it's hard to say absolutely, but in the field, working with collaborators who are working all over the Atlantic, it appears that there's something on the order of just over 500 of them remaining in the entire North Atlantic Ocean.
This is the time of year that they return, and your best sense is that these whales come back to feed. Is that right?
Yeah, it appears that particularly in the last several years, Cape Cod Bay has been one of the hottest spots for feeding activity in the entire North Atlantic. We, for instance, see on the order of a third to a half of the entire estimated population we can record in any given year in Cape Cod Bay and its near environs. So it appears that food is luring that high concentration here to Cape Cod waters.
Has your spotter team seen any of these whales yet this season?
Well, we've just really started. We had a couple of flights just to check, really, before the season. We consider the season as starting 1st of January, but each year we have some variability in that. Some years there have been a lot of whales around in December. So we flew in December, didn't see anything. We haven't flown in Cape Cod Bay yet this year. We will begin to do that in the next week or two. We do know that there are some right whales around from offshore buoys that are hearing them. And we've had our disentanglement team out working on humpback whales, and they have seen right whales. So I anticipate the season is just beginning, as it usually does. In a sense, the swallows are returning.
Stormy Mayo is with the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Thank you for speaking with us.
You bet. Nice to talk to you, Steve.